heading to the KRDO Newsline right now and jumping to the foreign desk where we find ABC's Tom Rivers. And Tom, we know the news came out within the hour that Prince Philip has passed away. He was 99 years old, and we know his health has been on the decline for a while. And was the announcement of his passing that much of a shock to the royal family and throughout Britain?
Yeah, well, everybody knew it was coming when he was discharged from King Edward VII Hospital. He did not look that good. That was a few weeks ago. But everyone was looking because he was you know, had a birthday coming up in June where he was supposed to be 100. Didn't quite make it. But, yeah, this is going to be a big, big, huge, huge story, not only here but in the British Commonwealth. And, of course, this is something that's going to play out over a number of days over here now, the funeral, memorials, that sort of thing.
And in the meantime, it comes in the midst of what has been pretty nonstop coverage of what's been going on in the royal family with the Sussexes here in California.
Well, they're very much so, yeah. So, yeah, you watch that one closely. I would assume, and this is just conjecture, that they'll, bury the hatchet, at least for now, because that's what happens oftentimes when there's disagreements in families around funerals, and we may well see the couple coming over and, paying respects and then probably heading back to California. But, yeah, that's way, way ahead of the planning at this stage.
Exactly. This could be one of the most heavily watched funeral guest lists, especially after some recent comments made. And let's get down to the legacy that Prince Philip leaves behind, because he's had a very fascinating life even before he married then Princess Elizabeth and ended up becoming the, husband of the beloved queen.
Well, exactly. And born into a royal family in Greece because of a coup, they had to leave when he married the queen. Many in high society here viewed him as a bit of an interloper, a foreigner, penniless. And he had been in the Royal Navy during the war, and he actually loved that, that he enjoyed his time in the service. But then he had to take up this new role. You're taking the back seat, if you will, to the queen, to the monarch, and fulfilling thousands upon thousands of duties, not only here in the UK, but around the world.
Right. He really was recognized for being one of the hardest working royals in the monarchy, wasn't he?
Yeah. If you look at the statistics, yeah, he ran it. Again, he was married to the queen for over 70 years. So just by the sheer weight of all those years, he did a lot of engagements. He was getting old, is getting frail, as you can well imagine, and checked out of public duties back in 2017. And a very, very low profile, especially in the latest chapter of COVID, where he and the Queen basically just hung out at Windsor Castle for 99% of the time, really, and just sheltering there.
Not a bad or shabby place to be sheltering in place. I mean, if you have to be in isolation, that's a pretty good place to do it, right?
It's not a bad place, exactly. And we'll see how the Queen carries on now. I mean, that's like losing her right arm, really. She leaned on him so much over so many decades that it's going to be hard for her to carry on from here.
Exactly. Not only, the support from, everything he did during his time as a royal representative, but also that husband of 70 years, that's got to be devastating for her. And luckily was able to spend the past few weeks at home in the castle with the queen by his side, kind of writing out the final days.
Very much so, yeah. And it was something, too, we looked, we were watching very, very closely, as you can well imagine. And he did not look very good when he was discharged from the hospital. But, everybody was saying, look, I hope he makes to 100. Everybody wants 100. And sadly, got very close, but not quite there.
All right. Well, Tom Rivers, reporting at the Foreign Desk, thanks for providing your insight. We know we'll be hearing from you much more in the days and weeks to come as Britain pays its respects to this long-serving monarch dead at the age of 99.
Very good.